Topical reports by the Eastern Post. Editorial board. Release date, 11th of March, 2026. Title, U.S. War Economy. America has staggered, now admitted even its own bankers. The technological rationalization of artificial intelligence, which was praised from every corporate tribune as the salvation of American superiority, began to turn against it itself. The crisis is shaking America, and it is moving to military rails. We have facts, figures, and Congress data, buried in small print of reports and dossiers that few people read and understand even less. These data indicate a new fall in shares on the New York Stock Exchange and a new wave of bankruptcies in the United States, a new reduction in production, a decrease in wages of workers, and an increase in unemployment in the United States, Germany, England, Italy, Japan, South America, Poland, and etc. A number of French industries have already entered the zone of stagnation. But there is one industry that is not gripped by the crisis. This industry is a military industry. States are furiously arming and rearming. For what? Of course, not for conversation, but for war. The developing crisis forces the United States to involve all other states in its orbit and drag them to the bottom behind it. Even Jimmy Dimon, the powerful figure at the helm of J.P. Morgan, does not deny that depression is coming. He directly declares the inevitable global crisis, and in his statements at the forums advises not to expand lending. The deepening of the crisis will continue. Now oil is $100 per barrel, and this will increase the prices on the world markets for all products. The oil crisis associated with the attack on Iran gave an exceptional opportunity for a group of American oil trusts to get rid of their accumulated surplus oil reserves in storage at prices they did not dare and dream of a year ago. This will deepen the crisis in all its directions. Among other things, there are desperate struggles of groups of countries for the markets of goods, for markets channels, for the markets for the export of capital. There is a rampant growth of weapons in all corners of the world. New military alliances are being formed, and there is an obvious preparation for a new great imperialist war. The escalating contradictions between the United States and China are increasingly involving other states in their orbit. Read the full analysis. Click the red underlined words. Click here to download the document. There can be no doubt that, with the crisis now unfolding, the struggle for market channels, marketing outlets, for raw materials, and for the export of capital will intensify with every month, indeed with every passing day. The means of the struggle are already well known. Tariff policy, U.S., China, the cheap credit, subsidy, grants, warranties, etc., the regrouping of forces, the formation of new military political alliances, the growth of armaments, and finally, the Great War. The danger of war, its roots, and the following consequences are described in detail in the book, The Power of Self-Seekers and Grabbers. The book shows that pacifism is nothing more than a mask necessary to cover the preparation of new wars. In the book, you will find out how the contradictions between countries are intensifying, where Russia and China are in this link, what is the role of India, Europe, and USA. Understand the mechanism, not just the news, revealed in our book. The Power of Self-Seekers and Grabbers. Click Buy Now to read the description, listen to preview audio chapters, and explore the book. Not a book about Putin, a book about the machine that keeps him in power. Publisher, The Eastern Post, London, Paris, United Kingdom, France, 2026.